Amazing grace, how sweet a sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now, praise God, amen, I see, yes. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear. Yes, amen. My face relieved. How precious did that grace appear. I first praise God, yes, amen. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already, by His grace, amen. Grace had brought me thus far, and grace, yes, grace will lead me home. Praise God, amen. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining is the sun. With all this haste to sing God's praise, then now when we fast begun, yes, amazing grace. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet a sound. Yes, it's sweet sound. Like me, I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now, yes, once more, amazing grace, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now, praise God, amen, was blind, but now I see.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm was blind, but now I see.
Oh, what an amazing grace, even as we stand before his presence. It has been the grace of God that has brought us this night even to be in his presence. Why, my brother, my sister, this evening, just look onto that grace and say, Lord, I thank you for the amazing grace. Once I was lost, but you went looking for me. Oh, once I was blind, but Lord, opened my eyes, even to know the truth, Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you this evening that once again, Father, we have gotten a moment of grace like this, oh God, to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day, our going out and our coming in, Lord. We thank you, oh, even for at our working places. We thank you at our homes. We thank you for our children going to school and back. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. Father, tonight we just want to surrender ourselves, Lord, unto you, because we cannot do anything without your leadership, oh God. So, Father, from the pulpit to the pews, sweep over us tonight, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, even as we tend to read your word, O God, let that the dews of heaven fall upon your word, O God, and make it alive unto us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you as we just stand in. Let's take our Bibles and let's turn to two readings. First, from the book of Revelation. Chapter 2, 8 to 11. And our second reading will be James 1, 2 to 4. First reading, Revelation 2, 8 to 11. Let's hear the word of God. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Our second reading, James 1, 2 to 4. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Oh, dear Lord, we've read your word, God. You are the author of it, Lord. Father, we don't have any interpretation. But Lord Jesus, it takes the Holy Spirit of God that wrote these words of God, all to come and reveal unto us, to make it alive unto us, Lord. Father, lay your hands upon your word and make it alive to us tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with our thanksgiving. Amen. God richly bless you for coming. Oh, praise the Lord. Tonight, I have a topic here, patience, perfect work. Praise the Lord. Patience, perfect work. Oh, that means patience has a word. It has something. It has a perfect work. If you have it, praise the Lord. The end result is what? Perfect work. Patience. Praise God. And before I just have a short testimony to the glory of the Lord, Once again, I thank the whole church for remembering me in prayer when I traveled over to Italy. It was a real blessing. And we came back also at the airport. The immigration, everything was just true. There wasn't any questioning here and there. Praise God. So it was all joy when we came out from the airport. And we were just going out to wait for Junior to come and pick us. Then my daughter realized that she has missed her glasses and mobile phone. Oh, praise the Lord. She puts it in a small purse and places it on that, what do you call it? That pushing trolley, and it fell down. And look at the airport, the many people, very wide place. And this small purse have what? Just fallen down. Where are we going to see it? Where are we going to find it? Then all the joy just vanished. I could see my daughter downhearted. Oh, I was really worried because it was all joy. Then all of a sudden, something just crossed. You see the work of the devil? Always trying to make you feel what? Bad. So where are we going to find this? I said, Lord, help, because in this way, we ourselves cannot know wherever it is. So for a moment, I asked one of the airport officials that missing items, where do they send them? He said, oh, you go to the airport police. I say, police. I don't want to involve myself. Now, long story. Either probably I need to write what? Statement, your documents, this. I said, no. So I sat down. But I look at my daughter, I could see that, no. I just stood up. I say, God, you will surely get this lost item for us. I'll go to the police. So I went to the police. When I just got there, I said, we're just coming out. My daughter has lost her glasses and mobile phone. He said, what is the type of the phone? I mentioned it. Then he brought the purse out. Hallelujah. So, oh, praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then he asked me, what SIM card is inside the phone? I said, it's an Italian SIM card called Wind. So he opened the phone and saw that it was true. He said, it's yours. Take it. You know what I said? I said, God bless the one who brought it here, and God bless you also. He was surprised. He was just looking. Oh, praise the Lord. Because the whole thing just hit him. I said, God bless the one who brought it to you, and God bless you too.
Amen.
So, oh, thank you, thank you. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at that big, this is the airport. God made someone, see, the devil had wanted to bring some kind of word, just spoil the whole joy, but it fell into the hands of someone that God just said, send it over here.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You know, mobile phone is something anybody gets it and quickly just take the whole thing off and it becomes his own property. So we thank the Lord, that's the testimony.
Amen.
Let's come back to our work. Patience, perfect work. Praise the Lord. Yeah, from what we have read, it may not be in line with our topic, but something in there I want to bring as a subject. Praise the Lord. Let's look at this. It said, I start with, I know thy works. Jesus talking here, he said, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty. I know your tribulations. I know your poverty. Then a question comes. So, Lord, then what are you doing about my tribulations? What are you doing about my poverty? Praise God. Said, I know your tribulations. I know your trials. I know your difficulties. I know your problems. I know your sickness. Then why? He looks on. The question comes, then why God looks on that his children should suffer, continue to go through tribulations? My brother, you may not be the only one that will ask that question. Why? Why are we going through tribulation? Why all these problems? Why all this poverty? He said, I know them. I know your problems. Praise God. And it is not only we alone that might have asked this question. One time, Gideon asked the same question. Gideon was in the same situation. Oh, praise the Lord. When the enemies took over Israel, the Midianites were lazy people. They would never do any work. But when the Israelites, the children of Israel, they have cultivated their food and everything, then the Midianites would come and harvest everything and take it away. Praise God. And so, anytime when you do your farming, you need to probably find a secluded place, a secret place to do your farming and then do the harvesting there also. Because you need to hide your farming from the enemy, Midianites. They will come and take everything. They will wait till what? The harvest time. When you are threshing, that's the time they will come and take everything. And it was something that was going on. They were in that kind of tribulation. I tie myself, I suffer to plant my seed. And during the harvest time, whilst I'm threshing, somebody comes and take everything away. And Gideon was in the same situation, that same condition. He went hiding somewhere, threshing what? His harvest. And just watching. Then he saw an angel. And the angel said, Thou mighty man of valor. It's me? I'm a mighty man? Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
He said, the Lord be with you. He said, the Lord is with you. And the same Gideon also replied back, if the Lord be with us, why then all this befalling us? Where are his miracles that our fathers told us? Where is it? You see, Gideon was also asking that same question that we also may ask. Why? Why the tribulation? Why the trials? Why the difficulties? Why the problems? Gideon asked the same question. When the angel said, the Lord be with you. He said, Lord be with me. If the Lord is with me, then why has all this thing befallen us? Praise the Lord. Amen. And now we've read the scripture. He said, I know. I know your tribulations. I know your poverty. Then why the Lord looks on? I know your sickness. I know your problems. But thou art rich. That's all that he tells us. But thou art rich. Praise God. At the time also, John the Baptist was in that same kind of situation. John the Baptist had been what? The forerunner. Then look at his situation. He has been arrested and put into prison while Jesus was walking around. The very person he came to what? To set the way for him. Then he's in prison. Oh, sometimes, brother, you look at all these things and you begin to ask why. John the Baptist came preparing the way for the Lord to come. And the Lord has come, and then he has been thrown into prison, and the Lord Jesus Christ is walking right where he has been what? He has been put into prison. Oh, praise God. So John also, right in the prison, he couldn't understand. He had to call two of his disciples, go and ask him if he is the one to come, or we look for another. See? Look at it, you see. John the Baptist sending his disciples to go and ask Jesus Christ whether he is that one, or we look for another one to come. He couldn't understand it. Why? The very person I've come to prepare the way. I know he is the Messiah. He can do everything. He can set me free. He can come over here and hold my hand and take me out from prison. But he looks on. Why? My brother, my sister, that is the condition many a time we get ourselves into. And we begin to ask why. Why should it be so? But we have a topic tonight. Patience, perfect work. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Patience, perfect work. But meanwhile, when John the Baptist got the answer from Jesus Christ, he braced himself, praise the Lord, to face the challenges. Jesus told the disciples, go and tell John the Baptist that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the dead are raised, and the gospel is being preached to the poor. Go and tell John the Baptist that. And when he heard it, he said, oh, that was what sufficient for him. Praise the Lord. But before, he wanted to know why it should be so. Tonight, are we also going to ask the same question? Why? Why, oh Lord? Why you've made me to suffer? Why others are prospering and I am not? Why am I going through tribulation? Why poverty is all around me? And then you look on. Are we going to ask that same question tonight? Are we, our utterances, the prayers that we are going to pray tonight, is that the way how we are going to pray? That why, Lord, why? He said, look unto me, I know thy works. I know your tribulation. I know your poverty, but thou art rich. Just look unto me, and ye shall be saved tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. And now let's look at the man who is saying this. He said, what we read, he said, I am the first and the last. And the prophet said, that title spells eternity. Amen. The first and the last. The prophet said, it's what? It spells eternity. That means he's an eternal God. Amen. All things belong to him. Amen. Heaven and earth belongs to him. He is the eternal God. He is the creator. Amen. Oh, thou art rich, my brother. Thou art rich, my sister. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. The prophet said, these are not the words of a man. They are not the words of a man. That I am the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. He said, these are not words of a man, a mere man. That's what the prophet said. But this is what deity. Deity. God in a man. Praise the Lord. God in a man. God himself speaking. Telling you, I know your tribulations. I know your poverty. But thou art rich. Deity speaking. You see him as a man, but he is God. The creator himself. Praise God. Yeah, when you saw him sleeping in the boat, you saw him as a what? As a man. But when all the billows and the storms and the winds were just hitting about that small boat, and he stood up. Oh, I know the master of the winds. Oh, I know the maker. Peace be still. And everything has to what? Calm. He's here tonight, my brother. He's here tonight, my sister. Peace be still. That's what the prophet said. He said, he's deity. He went to Lazarus' funeral. And the Bible said, and Jesus wept. Oh, why? He saw unbelief around. He felt pity for the people. That they couldn't recognize him, that he is what? He is the resurrection and the life. Amen. But look, Martha recognized him. Amen. When Martha met him, he said, oh Lord, Master, if you were here, my brother would not have died. She believed in him. He said, yes. I am the resurrection and the life. I said, yeah, I know that on the day my brother will what? Will rise up again. Praise the Lord. Martha went back to tell the sister Mary. He said, Mary, the master is here. Amen. Praise God. The master is here. Amen. It is the way how Martha recognized who Jesus Christ was. That paved the way for his brother to be what? To be raised. Faith. Praise God. Amen. So that man, in the man form, just weeping. But when he said, move the stone away. Amen. Move the stone. Move the stone. Move the hindrances. Move the obstacles. Amen. So he could speak resurrection and life. Amen. Into every dead condition. Amen. He's here tonight. Amen. to speak resurrection and life into every tribulation, into every poverty, into every sickness. If we will move the stones, we will move the hindrances, Amen. Unbeliefs, Amen. And doubts. Amen. If we will remove them, praise God, Amen. Then a way will be made for him to what? To speak tonight. I know your tribulations. I know your poverty, but thou art rich. He said, the prophet said again, he said, he is the one coming back to turn the earth, which is rocking and reeling with destruction, into another Eden. See? All this you may ask, why? Why these killings? Why all these atrocities? Why all this violence? The whole world is thrown into this kind of situation. And now some people say, is there a God at all that he looks on for all these things to happen? All Christians worshiping someone will go with what? Explosives wrap and then blow a whole what? Christians blow a whole church. People ask, where is the God? He knows everything. Amen. He knows everything. The prophet said he's walking tonight. He's walking in the midst of his church. Amen. He walks in the midst of his church. Oh, praise God. Amen. To redeem, he walks within. And so tonight he's walking right here. Because that's what he has said. Amen. Said, I walk in the midst of my word, my church. Amen. And this is his church. Amen. So he's here tonight, walking amongst us here. Oh, praise God. Amen. He said he's walking in the midst of those whom he has redeemed. Amen. 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 How many believe that they are redeemed? Amen. Oh, God bless you. Oh, redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Amen. Let us proclaim. He said he walks among the redeemed. And I believe I am a redeemed. You believe you are a redeemed. Then he's here tonight. Amen. Oh, praise God. And he said, and those who he has redeemed. Who are those that he has redeemed? Who are those? The prophet asked. He said, many like Paul, who was before called Saul. Many like Saul, he has redeemed. Amen. Who were against what? God. We were all, our character, our everything was against God. Before we knew this message, everything about us was against God. Amen. And so the prophet said, which people has he redeemed? He said, many as Paul. Saul was against God. Yet he thought he was what? Serving God. We were all, I was in the Presbyterian. I thought I was what? Serving God. But I was against God. But tonight, I can say I am redeemed. Praise God. He said, many like the dying thief. See? The dying thief. Many of them, those are the people he has redeemed. He came to what? Save the sinners. He didn't come to save the righteous. Like the Pharisees, their self-righteousness, they thought they were above what? They were above redemption. Praise God. We that say we were sinners, we are the ones that Christ have come to redeem us. We are the redeemed. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, as he walks in the midst of his church, it is just like what? A seed. As the seed of the fruit is in the midst of the fruit, so is he, the royal seed, in the midst of the church. The seed alone has the life in it. And he is the author of the life to the church. Amen. That his walking signifies his untiring care of it. Walking in the midst of his church means what? His untiring care. That means he cared for you. He cared for me. Oh, praise God. Amen. Truly, my brother, my sister, Amen. Jesus cared for us. Amen. He cared for us. He cared for you. That's why I said, I know. Amen. I know. Tonight, he said, I know your tribulations. I know your poverty. But one thing is that if we ask ourselves that why then are we going through all this, the answer is there is a purpose for it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He said there is a purpose for it. That's what the prophet says. There is a purpose. Said, if he did not have a purpose, then he would be the author of frustration and wickedness and not of peace and of love. He has a purpose why we need to go through tribulation. We need to go through trials. We need to go through difficulties. There is a purpose, my brother. But he said, the purpose is always good. Amen. It's always good. It will never affect you in any way. It is always good. The purpose. He said there is a purpose for everyone. For whatever tribulation or trial you go through, there is a genuine and a good purpose. Amen. 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 You know that day when the disciples, they saw a man who was born blind. They asked Jesus,
Hallelujah.
Oh, this man,
Amen.
Did he sin or his parents sin?
Hallelujah.
And Jesus answered and said, this man has not sinned.
Amen.
Neither his parents have
Amen.
Sinned.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
But for the works of God to be made manifest
Amen.
In him.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So the trials we are going through, the tribulations we are going through, there is a purpose for the work of God to be done, manifested in you and me.
Amen.
God wants to manifest his work.
Amen.
So that when somebody see David, that his eye has been healed, we say, oh, yes, sir, we have a God.
Amen.
Amen. You wouldn't say, why, oh Lord, why my eye is what? Going blind. Oh, yes, sir, I know.
Amen.
He said, I know.
Amen.
I know your tribulations. I know your sickness.
Amen.
I know your trials.
Amen.
But for the work of God to be made manifest in you,
Amen.
You got to go through those tribulations. So that my name will be glorified.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
The work of God to be made manifest. So we see that in our second reading. That's why in our second reading he said, count it all joy.
Amen.
When you fall into diverse temptations, count them joy.
Amen.
Oh, my brother. Count them joy. You see, the testimony I was giving to you, though we were happy, but when this thing got lost, I was asking why? Huh? Oh Lord, why should the devil be allowed to just break our joy and all those sort of things? Then he was just up there and said, look, I want your joy to be what? To be full, to be even more. Oh, praise God. And when we got the horse in, the joy was over. You see, it was over. I say, oh, praise God, hallelujah. The whole airport and this small purse, oh, praise God, it has been found. The joy was what? Was overflowing now. See? I know. Beg for the work of God to be made manifest. It happens. So he said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh what? It worketh patience. Praise God. And so he said, let patience have her perfect work, that you will what? You will be perfect, entirely wanting nothing. Let patience have her perfect work in you. So that means we should not fret. We shouldn't fret when we are going through tribulations, when we are going through trials. Don't fret. When you fret, you begin to ask those questions. Why? Don't fret. Psalm 40, 1 and 2. What did the psalmist say? What did the psalmist say in Psalm 40, 1 and 2? He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of what? An horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. Amen. See? I waited patiently for the Lord. He didn't fret. See? And what story can you put in here? David said, I waited patiently. See, he allowed patience to have its perfect work in him. Amen. Patience overshadowed the instinct of vengeance, the instinct of reprisal. See, Amen. He allowed patience to work in him. Look at someone that has been what? Anointed to be king. Now he has become a fugitive. Running from what? One cave to another. Hallelujah. Sleeping in the what? In the open. In the wilderness. Oh, an anointed king. And then the very man that is putting all this trouble upon him, chasing him up and down. Now the man lies there before him. Hallelujah. Before him. Amen. He's there. He has what? Everything to what? To strike the man so that he will have his peace. Hallelujah. To kill him. But he allowed patience. Amen. To have his perfect work. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He allowed patience to have his what? Perfect work. Amen. No vengeance. No reprisal. Praise the Lord. Amen. He had everything to destroy the very man that has been what, chasing him. But patience. That's why he said, I waited patiently for the Lord. And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. It's better that God hears your cry and put you on what? He said, he set me upon a rock and established my goings. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. It wasn't by man, but it was by God. Amen. He didn't fight to receive it, but he waited on the Lord. Amen. For for the Lord to have his own way with him. Patience, perfect work. That's why the Bible tells us in Hebrews 6:12, it said, let us be followers of them, that through faith and patience, they inherit the promise. Amen. See? Through faith and patience, they inherit the promise. Let's look at what? The patience of Job also. Job. A man that has been serving God, doing everything perfectly. Then just one day, everything, he lost everything. And still, patiently, he waited on the Lord. He said, naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. It is not a question of why. But he said, what the Lord has given it to me, he has taken it back. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he said, in all this situation, these trials, tribulations, problems, difficulties, he said what? Job sinned not. He never charged God foolishly. He didn't charge God foolishly. Amen. Why, God? Why? I've not done anything. Then you've taken everything away. See? But in the story of Job, there was an impatience somewhere. Praise God. There was an impatience somewhere. The wife impatient. Oh, I'm not talking against my sisters. I know my sisters, you are all patient people. Praise God. Patient wives. I really like the sisters in this house. Praise God. Or you come here with fine face, back in the house, you are... Huh? I believe... The way how you come here, that's the way how you are in the house. The other time, you see, a sister just came. It was a very nice way of talking with me. He said, I like the women ministry you give to us. But what of the men? Praise the Lord. Yeah, the men. It looks as if the men... Some of them are really very hard in the house. Praise God. I won't say, when the Holy Ghost leads and bring it out, it will just deal about the men also. So let's wait patiently. See, because it's not you forcing yourself to bring a message, but it is waiting on the Lord for the Lord to give you something, because he knows what his children need at a particular time. Praise God. And so, there was an impatience somewhere. In Job's story, look at the difference. The wife came, looked at him. Do you still hold your integrity? Hey, look at the way how you're seated there. Why don't you curse God and die? Why don't you curse God and die? Look at the way how you are suffering. See it? But in all this, the Bible says Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. But what did he say? He said, thou speakest as one of those foolish women. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall not receive evil. In all this, Job sinned with, never sinned with his lips.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Amen. Never sinned with his lips.
Amen.
Didn't say, my wife, what you are saying is true. Like who? Adam, listened to the wife and brought all this. But he queried the wife. He rebuked the wife. When it was sweet, you were happy. Now it has become a little hard. Then every day there is cloud in the house. No sunshine. When things were rosy, always there is a big smile. But when things become very hard, there's what? Clouds. Looks as if it's going to rain. Storms. Storms boiling in here. So when you come, you just keep quiet. If you utter one word, you have barrels of them. Oh, praise God. Job said, patience. Patient, perfect work. Amen. Let's look at it. Maybe let me bring in one. We have a lot of them. Let me just bring another one here. Do you know what actually? It was the impatience of the children of Israel. It is unbelief, impatient. Because impatient goes along with all these things, unbelief, doubts, and everything. When God came and took his children, the children out from bondage, the Bible says, and even the prophet also says all the time, that any child of God that has been called, you will be tried. Amen. Amen. As long as you have been called out, you will be tried. Amen. And so when he has called the children of Israel out from Egypt, from bondage, trial has to come. To test, to try your faith. Whether the people really believed in God, that God is able to take them to the promised land. So just as they left, look at the first hindrance, Red Sea before them. Red Sea before them. They look back. Oh, the enemy coming in like a flood. Oh, praise the Lord. They are hemmed within. That's the way sometimes we find ourselves in this our life. You are hemmed in. Before you, there is no way. Behind you, trouble. No way. If you believe in God, amen. Let patience have its perfect work. Amen. There is always a perfect work. Amen. Out of patience, praise God. Amen. But they were impatient. They were impatient. They forgot about the God that has what? Promised to take them to the promised land. They've forgotten about all the miracles that he did through Moses in Egypt. They've forgotten about it. Now they were what? Murmuring. Hey, Moses, why have you brought us here? We told you leave us alone so that we will save the Egyptians. Now you brought us here to die in this wilderness. Are there no graves in Egypt? Oh, my. Impatience is folly, impatient. That's what Proverbs said. Impatient is what? Is a folly. My brother, impatient. You see, a little impatient can what? Cause you a great lot. Even in our daily life, you are driving. Oh, that car in front of you, it's not speeding the way you want. So, you just still want to squeeze and just overtake. And then even curve, where is this? There is a curve you cannot see, but still you want to. You see? Impatient. The next sin is what? It's a result of what? Impatient. If you had waited just few seconds. Sometimes, one time I made the same thing and I was rebuking myself. I was just trying to overtake this car. And really, I overtook it. And then the next thing, when I went to meet a long queue of what? Cars. I see, it was a risky. I risked to what? Dude overtake him. And then the next thing I saw, I went, boo. The next thing I saw, a long queue of cars. Then the one I struggled, risked to overtake, I look at my mirror, he was behind me. See? Then I rebuked myself, said, look. And then, said, you are going. Now look at you two there. See? I rebuked myself, said, why you did that? See? Impatience. And then he was just behind me. We were going together. After all the struggling, impatient. If not, something had happened. What about that? But patience has a perfect work. Amen. Amen. So these children of Israel, they were impatient. They were impatient. His word tells us that even when, he said, look, in front of them was what? Obstacle. There was no way. But my brother, tonight, the Lord wants to tell you, I am the God that can make a way where there is no way. Amen. I can make what rivers to spring, even what? In desert areas. Amen. I will make a highway. Oh, praise God. Amen. I'm the one that can make a way through the Red Sea. He's here tonight.
Amen.
And then when you look back also, what do you see? Enemies coming. What did God do? You know his word is always true.
Amen.
He raised what? A cloud of darkness. Amen. Upon the camp of the enemies.
Amen.
And they could not what? See. Darkness upon them. Until his children had crossed the Red Sea. According to his word, he said, even when your enemies will come in like a flood, my spirit will raise a standard.
Amen.
Amen. The spirit of God raised the standard.
Amen.
The enemies could not go through.
Amen.
He is here tonight.
Amen.
To make a way. I know your tribulations. Have patience with God. That's why. So we will look at what Moses said. And we are going to stand on that to pray tonight.
Amen.
Moses said, fear not.
Amen.
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 Moses said, fear not.
Amen.
The tribulation you are going through. Your sickness, your poverty, the trials. The order tonight
Amen.
Is fear not.
Amen.
Stand still
Amen.
And see the salvation of God.
Amen.
Stand still, my sister. My sister, fear not.
Hallelujah.
Stand still. And see the salvation of God.
Amen.
all these Egyptians, these troubles that you are seeing, all these things that are pursuing you, you are not going to see them forever anymore. You are going to be buried. It is only what your patience that will bring that perfect work in you, that the work of God will be made manifest in you. He says, fear not, stand still. So the same also we see in our second reading. He said, fear none of those things which thou shalt what? Shall suffer. Fear none of those things. Our second reading in James, that's what he said. He said what? Fear none of those things. That's verse 10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Oh, no, it's rather in Revelation. Revelation 2:10. He said, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall what? Cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. See? And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, Amen. And I will give thee a crown of life. Amen. Oh, I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. Amen. Let us allow patience have his perfect work. That's what the work of God may be made manifest in our lives. Amen. So that the world will see that we are serving a living God. Amen. We have a God. Amen. He's a God of the living. Amen. Not a God of the dead. Amen. I will read something from James 5:8-11. James 5:8-11. He said, be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Amen. Be ye patient, see. He said, grudge not one against another. You see, sometimes there are some little things we overlook them. But brother, they all work against our faith. It works against God coming to what? Step into our situation. Do you bear someone grudge? See? Grudge not one against another. Brethren, lest ye be condemned. See? First he said, be patient. Be patient also. Now he's telling you something here. And judge, for the judge standeth before the door. See? He said, take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. See? Let's take them as an example. That's why he said, let us be followers of them, that through faith and patience they inherit the word, the promise. Amen. He said, behold, 11, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord. See? How he was what? He received all that he has lost. Many folds. He said, the Lord is very pitiful.
Amen.
And of tender mercy.
Amen.
He knows our tribulations. Amen. He knows our trials. And then let's turn to Romans 5:1-5. Amen. He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation. You see? We glory in tribulation. So when tribulation comes, oh, don't fret, but just glorify God. Say, Lord, I glorify you. Thank you, Lord. Because all these things are working together for good. I know there is a purpose for it. And that purpose, remember this all the time, that there is a purpose. And that purpose, the prophet said, is a genuine and a good purpose.
Amen.
Whatever you are going through, as long as you don't grudge one another anyway, take notice of that. If you have that grudge, then my brother, my sister, how is this all going to work? See, when you are taking the word of God, look at every aspect of the word.
Amen.
When you take, you said, oh, okay, I'll have patience with God. But in here, you are, have grudge with your brother. And now, my brother, it will not work. Three, he said, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And our hope will never what? Will never go ashamed.
Amen.
Because he has already what? Paid the price for us.
Amen.
We have an empty tomb. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
As you were singing this this evening, I was even over there. I said, oh, praise be to God.
Amen.
Oh, as long as he lives, oh, we can face tomorrow.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Because he lives, he's not a dead God.
Amen.
He lives. So whatever comes, we can face them. Not by our strength anyway. Not by our own might. Oh, not by might. Not by what?
Power.
By power. But by my spirit, saith the Lord.
Amen.
It's not your might.
Amen.
Oh, even if you feel mighty, God cannot use you. Because he said he used the weak things
Amen.
Of the world to confine the things that are mighty.
Amen.
So if you feel yourself big, he cannot use you. He wants to use what? Base people.
Amen.
The weak things
Amen.
To confound the things that are mighty.
Amen.
Oh, look at David, small.
Amen.
And then look at Goliath. Then God takes that small, the weak thing, to confound the things that are mighty.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Oh, the word of God is always true.
Amen.
So let us what? Be always what? Humbled.
Amen.
Then he will raise us up.
Amen.
Let me read something from the prophet and then we can just. The prophet in this, he quoted Hebrews 12:1. Let's read that one at the last scripture just to prepare ourselves to pray a short prayer. Amen. Hebrews 12:1 said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, lay aside every doubt, unbelief, everything, just lay, grudge, whatever be, lay them aside. They are, see, they are weights. Just, you don't need any weight. You don't need to carry any weight.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Let's lay aside every weight. And the sin which doeth so easily beset us. What sin easily besets you? Is it anger? What is it? What thing easily besets you? He said, and let us what? With patience run the race that is set before us.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. How many loved him? Patience, perfect work. There is always, he said, I know your tribulations. I know your trials. I know your difficulties. I know the sickness that is what? Always worrying you. But I want to tell you that you are healed.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
You are healed.
Amen.
And all those things that you go through, he said, there's always what? It's for a purpose.
Amen.
And that purpose is always good and genuine. For the work of God to be made manifest. Brother, you have not sinned. As Jesus said, this man has not sinned. The parents have not sinned. But for the work of God to be made manifest.
Amen.
See? That people will see, is this not the man that was born blind? Right from infancy, he had never seen before. And look at that time, this man was going blind the whole of his life. But God made it so. He made it so for a purpose. My brother, you have been called into this message for a purpose.
Amen.
God never called you for nothing. He called you for a purpose. And it's a good purpose.
Amen.
A genuine purpose.
Amen.
Oh, my brother, let us what? Open our hearts.
Amen.
Put all the weights down.
Amen.
Why are you carrying all these weights? Put them down.
Amen.
And let us what? With patience, run the race that has been set before us.
Amen.
Amen. Will the musicians come as we prepare ourselves to prayer? Oh, patience, perfect work. What song are you going to give to us so that did that wait upon the Lord? God bless you.
Amen.
Shall we stand as we sing the song? Looking into the word of God. Looking into the word, the song. Let it establish into you. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me to wait. Amen.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew.
Oh, hallelujah.
They shall mount up with wings.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
As eagles.
Oh,
they shall mount and not be weary. They shall walk
and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
Teach me, Lord.
My plea,
teach me not to rely on others too, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Our strength is already renewed. He has placed us upon that rock.
They shall rise.
Oh, hallelujah.
They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
me, Lord, to wait while hearts are aflame. Help me,
help me,
my
humble my pride tonight, Lord.
On your name. Keep my faith renewed.
Yes, sir.
Keep my eyes on thee. Help me be on this earth what you want me to be. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. They that wait upon the Lord.
Oh, yes, tonight, Lord Jesus.
Shall renew their
we have come to your presence,
they
Lord. We have waited upon
with wings.
Oh, thy feet, O Lord Jesus.
God.
You said you know our tribulations. You know our trials. You know our all our sicknesses. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Tonight, O God, let that perfect faith, O God, the patience, Lord Jesus, grant us that patience, Lord. We want that perfect work through patience tonight, Lord. Father, what we are looking forward, that Lord Jesus, your work, O God, will be made manifest in our lives. Tonight, my brother, my sister, what is your tribulation? What is your trial? What is the problem? What is the difficulty? Say, Lord, I will never ask why. I'm not asking why. But I believe that, Lord, it is for a purpose. So that let that good purpose, let that genuine purpose, let that your work, O God, be made manifest. That your name will be glorified. And so, Lord, I place my tribulation, my problems, my trials, my difficulties, my poverty, I place them before you. And I know that, Lord Jesus, tonight, it is taken. You have taken them. And all I'm waiting patiently, O God, that your works will be made manifest. Let the whole world see. As that man that was born blind, everyone saw. The Pharisees went to ask, how was he able to see? See? The parents said, he's of old age. Ask him. The whole world saw it. Say, Lord, let the whole world see your glory. Let your word be made manifest in my life. My brother, my sister, the one who said, I know, is here tonight. Just look to him and say, Lord, I surrender to you. Just pray, my brother. Pray, my sister. Say, Lord, I surrender in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, tonight you have visited, O God, your children. You have spoken a word of faith, O God, unto us. You said you know your daughter. this moment what she is going through.
And even to one Lord Savior, we believe, Lord Savior. Father, Lord, we are grateful, Father, in all the good things that you give to one as Lord Savior. My dad, Lord, I lay before the Lord, easily, Lord Savior. Bless you, Lord, the family, then all is well. I pray for Brother Kingsley, Lord, Father, but I'm Lord, you keep him, Lord Savior. You prosper, Lord, in every move, Lord Savior, God. Brother Chester, Lord, we lay before the Lord, Father, you bless him, Lord Savior. Let the world tell you that side, Lord Savior, God. Father, God, this tonight, shepherd us, Lord, and the Father's night, like Lord Savior, God. Father, we put all this.
What song do you have? No. Before we sing, I will call our precious brother Mike to come and commit the church into the hands of the Lord, even to remember our pastor also into the hands of the Lord. Brother Mike, pray and commit the church into the hands of the Lord and remember our pastor, the deacons, and all every need in this house of God.
Most precious Heavenly Father, Thou who is the Alpha and the Omega, the creator of the heavens and of the earth, the beginning of all things and the end of all things, Thou who is the author and finisher of our faith, Thou who is the root and offspring of David, Thou who holds the seven candlestars, the seven stars in Thy hands, Lord, and you walk in the midst of the seven candles stands, Father. You are our Jehovah El Shaddai. You are our Jehovah Nissi. You are our Jehovah Rapha. Our Jehovah Adonai. You are our Jehovah Elohim. Lord, we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We commit this church into your hands tonight. Your word says that you shall build your church, and the gates of hell can never prevail against it. Your promises are always yea and amen. Father, we thank you for this church. We lift this church before you, Lord. Father, may your hand be upon this church. Lead us, O God. Let no human mind, Lord, lead this church, Father. But let your spirit go before us. We don't want to step ahead of you, Lord. We want you to go before us. May you deliver this church from every plan of the devil. Amen. All gate of hell that is prevailing against the church, Lord, lift up your hands and remove them all. Amen. All plans the devil has hatched against this church, Lord, lift up your hands and remove them all.
Amen.
We commit our pastor into your hands and the family, Lord. Let your grace be with him, Father.
Amen.
Let your hand of protection be upon him. As the head of the church, Lord, physically, as our shepherd, the devil's eyes are always upon him. Oh, Lord, let your grace be with him. Throw your fire of war around him, Lord. And may you defend him, Father. We commit every brother, every sister here into your hands, Lord. We commit every heart desire here into your hands. We commit every prayer request here into your hands.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord, you said, Lord, we should just ask, and it shall be given unto us.
Yes, Lord.
You said, when we knock, the door shall open unto us.
Yes, Lord.
You said, when we seek, we shall find it, O God.
Yes.
Lord, you have never failed us, O God. None of your promises has ever failed, Father. Therefore, tonight, Lord, we lift every request here before thee, Father.
Yes, Lord.
O Lord, that you shall answer our prayers. That you shall meet all of us at the point of our needs, Lord. May you heal every sick, Father.
In Jesus'
Lord,
name.
Lord, may you deliver everyone who is in the trouble, O God.
Amen.
Bring the backslider back home in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, every heart desire, every tearful desire, Lord, we bring before you, Lord.
Amen.
Anyone who is here, Lord, waiting for an answer to their prayer, oh Lord, tonight, Father, be merciful, Lord, and move in their path, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Touch them, oh God, and let the answer to their prayer come down, Father.
Amen.
As we live here, Lord, let us live here satisfied in our heart, knowing that the Almighty God has answered our prayers.
Amen.
Thank you for our minister, Lord. May you bless him, Father.
Amen.
May you continue to release unto him the spirit of ministration, Father. Amen. Bless his family, Lord.
Yes, my God.
And bless his cause in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
As we live here, Father, Lord, step ahead of us. Go before us, Father.
Amen.
And when you tarry, Father, and Friday his hours, Lord, may you gather us around thy feet again, and we shall give you the glory. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. God richly bless you, brother. Give us our Christmas song.
Lord of life,
I know the master of the rain. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of times I soar like eagle to the high, above the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the high, brings me low but never brings me down. I know the master of the rain. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the rain. Oh, there is
God richly bless you.
I know the maker of a rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the rain. Know the master of the rain. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun shine again.